Hello and welcome, Nationals fans, to a special edition of the Dogcast. On this episode, we had the pleasure of speaking to Washington Nationals pitching prospect Kyle Johnston after he just wrapped up his first full season in pro ball this year.
So, joining me on the phone right now is Nationals minor league pitcher Kyle Johnston. Thanks for speaking to us today, Kyle.
All is good. Definitely learned a lot this year, and just happy to be able to advance the level and kind of have my progression go towards the main part of camp. So,
it's been just over a year since you were drafted in the sixth round by the Nationals out of Texas. What was your draft day experience like, and the moment you got the call?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was at home with family, and finally got to see my name pop up on the computer, and it was just kind of a race of frustrating kind of, like, all the stress kind of came off my shoulders and everything. It was how it all worked, and it was kind of like, all right, now that part's over with, and just figure out the next part of starting everything and heading away to Florida, so I was happy with it.
Did you have any particular feeling about it being the Nationals?
I mean, they talked to me throughout the year, and I mean, they seemed really interested throughout the whole experience, and I saw the first five picks go through, and of course, I was friends with Brigham throughout the year with the A&M Texas rivalry, and so I got to talk to him throughout a little bit, and once I saw we were kind of picked together, and we were really excited to kind of forward here with everyone, so I mean, it was a really happy experience, really happy day for everybody, and just glad to be where I am right now.
2018 was your first full season in Pro Bowl. Did you have to make any adjustments to your routine knowing that you were going from April to the start of September compared to some of the shorter seasons?
I think the adjustment from April to September, I think it was really just the amount of throwing between each start. You know, usually when you have that sort of routine in college of guys long tossing a lot more and having more days off, I think with that different schedule of playing every day and most days, the workload of throwing and your bullpens and stuff kind of decreases, and you kind of more working on quality rather than quantity of pitches and different mechanical stuff. So I think definitely learning a different routine of just kind of simplifying everything was important.
Is there anything in particular that you feel like you improved on, kind of having more time to work on it because of the longer season?
I think throughout the season I was able to work on my changeup a lot with the pitching coaches, Tim Redding and Sam Mirren. So definitely got a lot better as the season went on, and I was able to use that a lot more in different counts and different batters, whether it was left hand or right hand. But I think that was that pitch definitely helped me along the way a lot. So
yeah, I noticed that you brought your walk rate down quite a bit this year. Part of the work with the changeup?
Well, that and I simplified the windup a little bit, and was just kind of aiming more towards a center target rather than trying to hit such a big zone and missing wide. I think it was just kind of the whole aim small, miss small idea was definitely beneficial to that, and just kind of using my stuff as a more aggressive idea instead of trying to give hitters too much credit. I think once I got that first pitch cycle of the play, it was a little bit easier to pitch the hitters, so.
And at the end of the year, you actually pitched in the playoff game for the Potomac Nationals, and you were great. You went just over five innings, two hits, no runs. What was that experience like, kind of coming into a playoff atmosphere, even though it's the minor league?
Right. I think just playing Lynchburg throughout the year while I was there, those last 2 months, kind of getting a good idea of what their hitters were looking for, what hitters were where in each lineup. I think it was a lot of fun doing that at home, especially. I mean, watching the first two games and kind of seeing how it was all unfolding, I was able to kind of get a view of it outside of the line before I had to pitch it myself. So I think it definitely toned down the situation. But, no, it was a lot of fun. I had a great defense behind me, and me and Trace were on a great sequence of pitches throughout the game, and was able to get pitches over the plate early on and able to use my stuff late in count. So I was really happy with it.
Do you have any butterflies at the start? Kind of get a bit nervous.
I mean, if you're not nervous when you start a game, then you don't really love baseball. So I was nervous before the game started. I think once we kind of got everything going and we were through with all the delays and everything with the weather, I think it was easy to settle in and kind of just get stuff over the plate. So
You've just finished up at the for Instructional League and in West Palm Beach? Is there anything in particular that management wanted you to work on while you were down there?
It was just a little bit of stuff working on with my bottom half, with my feet, engaged in the rubbers, trying to be more athletic and driving down the ground and being more consistent with that. But other than that, everything else was pretty clean and pretty easy to work with, and they had great communication with me throughout the entire time.
And moving into your second full pro season, have you got any personal goals for 2019?
Just keep blowing the air pressure. Gotta keep blowing that, we'll be just fine.
And any interesting off-season plans? You're going to be watching some of the MLB playoffs?
Oh, we'll be watching playoffs every day, that's for sure. But going to spend a lot of time with family and just kind of get all started and get ready for spring training.
Who are you rooting for in the playoffs?
Oh, man. I kind of just want to watch the baseball right now.
And just to finish up the interview, we have some fun quick-fire questions. You ready?
All right, do it.
Peanuts or Cracker Jack?
Peanuts.
Hot dog or pretzel?
Hot dog.
Day game or night game?
Night game.
On a road trip, do you take the aisle or the window seat?
Oh, man. Window.
Field of Dreams or Major League?
Oh, Major League.
Good choice. That's the one I like to judge people on. It's got to be Major League.
Yep.
If they have a Carl Johnson giveaway, would you want a bobblehead or a gnome?
Bobblehead.
DH or no DH?
No DH.
Have you been trained to say that now you're on a National League team?
Yeah, we're getting there.
100 mile an hour fastball or 90 slider?
Fastball.
And then finally, throwing a no hitter or a 20 strikeout game?
No hitter.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for having a chat and enjoy the off season.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We want to say thanks to Carl for taking the time to speak to us, and we look forward to tracking his progress through the minor leagues next season and beyond. Remember to follow us on Twitter at District On Deck. Give us a like on Facebook, District On Deck. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. And we hope to have more interviews and other podcasts for you throughout the off-season. Maybe not quite as regular as the regular season, but we've got a lot of time before baseball's back, so there's a lot to talk about. So we'll see you next time.